This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
We wrap up the back-to-school series. Over 2 weeks of back-to-back interviews with educators from all around the Umpqua Valley and wrap up the series. President of Umpqua Community College, Dr. Rachel Pockrant, in the studio. Thanks for coming in.
Hello. Great to see you.
So, today is day one out there, right?
Oh, today is day, wait, it's Thursday? It's day four.
Four,
today.
Okay.
Day one was Monday.
All right. So I had read something that said the actual, that you had started during the week, but the actual kind of everything is going was today.
No, we started off with a bang on Monday morning. We served, I think one of the students told me, we served about 2,000 waffles and pancakes to students on Monday morning as they came into class. And we've had these big events every week. Every day this week, just welcoming students and getting them ready to excel this term.
So I know you've talked before about really liking this week.
Oh, it's my favorite. You know, campus during the summer is beautiful. We all know we have the most beautiful campus in the West, but without the students, it just doesn't have that really fun energy. So I love when they come back. And it's just been a really great week to see students that we missed over the summer, who we remember from last year, and then a whole bunch of new fresh faces.
Now, you're walking into a construction zone as you begin the year. Talk about that. That started recently. What all is going on?
Yes, we have a lot going on at the college. If you drive onto campus, the previous administration building is no longer there. So there's a big hole in the dirt there and a big fence around it. And that's going to be the location of our new UCC Welcome Center and Medical Careers Hub. And you'll start to see a building come out of the ground kind of in the new year. And we are on track for completion in December 2026. And then if you drive up to the topmost part of our campus, we are getting a new track. And they just put the asphalt on yesterday. And so it really looks like a track now, which is really fun. So that should be finished here later in the fall. And I do have one quick PSA on that. We have lots of folks who walk on our campus, especially walk their dogs. And we love our walkers and our dog walkers. But this is, for the next couple months, is a critical time for people to stay off that track area. Otherwise, we're going to have real problems with this massive investment we're making. We'll welcome you all back as soon as the track is open. But please, please do us a favor and stay off the track and keep your dogs off the track so we can get it done for the community.
So go around, walk around the parking lot at night.
Walk around the parking lot. We have lots of really great mulch trails you can go on. Some of them are kind of steep, but that is really good for your heart. So take a walk on those instead. And then we are remodeling one of our buildings into a center for advanced manufacturing and forestry. And that is really exciting. That's actually right outside my office window, so I get to watch it happen. And we should have students learning back in that building in January. So lots going on. And then, of course, we're finishing our downtown projects.
Yeah, and we'll come back to that part in a minute. Let's see here. What about as you begin the fall? You have any new programs in the college?
We don't have new programs this fall. We're still working to build the ones that we've started in the last couple of years. But one thing we really are doing is trying to adjust the times and schedules of our courses. So doing some things a little differently, putting some things in the evening so that folks that have day jobs can come back to school. And then doing more hybrid. I'm actually teaching this fall. I'm teaching Intro to Business and had my first class on Tuesday night. It was fantastic. And I'm doing it in hybrid format. So the students come for 2 hours a week face-to-face with me, and then they do 2 hours of online learning. So just trying to be really flexible so that more people can take advantage of what we have to offer.
So how long have you, has it been since you've actually taught a class?
It's been 5 years, not since I moved here and probably a year prior to that. So I'm so excited to be back in the classroom, and the faculty out at the college has helped me get ready and remember how to teach. It's been fun.
And what made you decide to do that?
You know, it's really important that I understand our students, especially young people, change at quite a pace. And so if I'm going to run a great institution, I better understand our customers. So it's great to be in the classroom and learn our students and remember how amazing they are. And I think it's really important for somebody in my role to do that.
I know you're just getting started with the fall, but how's enrollment looking?
Enrollment is looking great. You know, we have had 20% growth over the last 4 years, and this looks like another year where we'll probably add another 6 or 7%. This is the week when it starts to really settle out. People come in and sometimes they change classes and move their enrollments down or up. So we don't have a definite number until about week 4, but I think it'll settle in about 6 or 7% increase again.
So any new staff you want to highlight?
Oh my gosh. Well, I'm going to get into trouble, right? Because I won't be able to have time to talk about all of them. But we have the most incredible folks out at the college doing really great work. I guess I could highlight a few. We have a new person in our male success coordinator role. You'll all remember that at the college, we've identified an initiative to work on that really helps our young men thrive at our institution. We've seen decreasing enrollments in our men and decreasing success rates, graduation rates for our men. So Brian Vaughn is our new male success coordinator, and his full-time job is to really work on ways that we can make sure we have programs of interest to our males and that they have a great experience at the college and they understand the value and return on investment of our programs. So that's Brian. And then we have a new dean of career and technical education, Aaron Town. He's been at the college for a while, but he got a promotion, and he is just so great at connecting with industry. So lots of our manufacturing folks and forestry folks are connected with him and creating opportunities for students.
And why is it so important to have the college? I mean, it used to be, at least it seemed to be, maybe it was a perception thing. The colleges were these academic institutions, and then you had the industrial community, the business community, and they didn't seem to mix a lot.
We mix a lot. It is our job to serve our employers here in Douglas County. It's our job to make sure they have a really strong pipeline to employees and that our students understand all of the great jobs that are out there. If that was the perception before, I hope that's not the perception anymore, because we work really hard at it.
Well, I think that, particularly for UCC, but just in general. You know, it seemed like academic institutions just were on their own track.
Well, that is not us. That's all I can say. We are deeply committed to having really strong partnerships with our industry partners. We couldn't do it without them, and I don't think they could do it without us.
So this is year number what for you?
This is going into my 5th year.
And so 5 years, I mean, you walked in the middle of bit of a chaos situation called a pandemic.
Yeah.
Right after you got here or somewhere in there, yeah. But you had all of that type of thing to deal with. But then coming out of it, as you look back, are you pretty satisfied with a lot of the things that have taken place since you got here?
I am, but we still have a ton of work to do. Yes, we've come a long way. I'm super proud of where we are as an institution, especially when you put us up against some of our sister institutions around the state. We're thriving, but there's always work to do. We can never get complacent about that, and we have big plans for the future as well.
And any hint as to what some of those plans may be?
Well, we're currently in the process of writing our new strategic doing plans. We have a few things that I can probably share that we're thinking about. One of the things is, you know, we, as well as having great young people in the community, we also have a thriving senior population, really active senior population. And they do a lot at the college and take classes and are involved. But I think there's more we could do to make sure that they're this is a great place to retire and have a great social life and still keep learning into your senior years. So we're thinking a lot about what we might do there. And then we want to do some sort of initiative around completion. So the worst thing for us is when we have a student come to school and they're within a few classes of finishing their program, and then for some reason they have to stop out. And we're going to do some sort of initiative to encourage them back to complete.
All right, we're going to take a break. We're not complete here. We've got more when we come back. The interview, a podcast after one at 541radio.com, 1245 and News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1247, Lars Larson at 1. We wrap up the back-to-school series right now on Inside Douglas County. You can listen back to all the previous segments at 541radio.com under KQEN Podcasts. Umpqua Community College President Dr. Rachel Pockrant in this afternoon, year number 5. What about, you have really put a big emphasis on athletics as a way to not only have some cool athletic programs, but to attract students that way. Give us an update on athletics. I saw the other day you were doing some kind of an event welcoming all the athletes.
Yeah, we have athletic orientation on the Sunday before classes start on the Monday. So that was really fun. All the athletes were in Jacoby Auditorium, and we welcomed about 130 newbies and about 150, about 150 returners. So we have the largest class of athletes we've ever had. We are super proud of those students. They are students first and athletes second, and they make us proud in the classroom and in their sports. We love them dearly. And a quick update probably that everybody would like to hear is that I was out on the field in Stewart Park last night with our softball team, our women's softball team, who are doing great. Incredible, resilient group of young women who I'm incredibly proud of. And of course, last year was a difficult year for them, and they lost some of their teammates and their coach. But they are back, and they are strong, and they're ready for their season. And just shout out to UCC softball.
All right. And obviously, you've got in a situation like that, it's so difficult, but it sure looked like you got a lot of support from the community for those athletes.
Amazing support, amazing families of those athletes. And it's events like that are never over. So we're still providing as much support as we can and wrapping our arms around those girls and those families.
So let's talk about the student housing. You've been working on that project for the last few years because as you attract more athletes, they need places to live.
Yeah, athletes and regular students. We have lots of folks living in our housing, too, that are just either local or semi-local who, without stable housing, would not be able to come to school or finish school. So it's been great. Our housing is full with a wait list, as we expected, and we have finished our housing now on Jackson Street. That's the old Newberry's department store. And we're moving on to raising funds to remodel the old post office, the original Roseburg post office that's at Cass and Stevens. So we still need to raise a few funds, but we'll get really serious about planning designs for that here over the winter and keep moving forward with that.
And I know in the Jackson Street building that you are still doing some things outside, which has really kind of reshaped the look of a building that people seen looking a different way for decades.
Yeah, you know, anything we can do to spruce up downtown, right? We have an amazing downtown, great restaurants, lots of vibrancy, lots of people investing down there. So we just want to be part of all of that energy.
All right. It is harvest season in the wine industry, and folks that I know in that are getting very busy right now. What about the Southern Oregon Wine Institute? What's being offered there? What's going on at SOWI right now?
Yeah, so the great thing today is that harvest began in our vineyard. So they were picking Sauvignon Blanc this morning, and students will be processing those grapes this afternoon. And then next week, we'll move into our Pinot Noir and then our Tempranillo and Syrah the following week. So, you know, it's great when you have a vineyard, but it's also, it's a classroom, right? It's an outdoor classroom because our students are in there learning. So lots going on with that. We will have tasting room events throughout the year. People love our Thanksgiving Day weekend tasting room opening because we do a pet portrait day where you can come and bring your pet and get your portrait taken for Christmas gifts, things like that. And then we
never thought about taking a pet to a wine tasting.
Well, you know, there's a first time for everything. I mean, This is your moment, it sounds like. Put it in your calendar now. We have a couple classes going this fall. We have Intro to the Wine Industry and the Science of Winemaking. And then, of course, our incubator program. Lots of new wineries have come out of our incubator program where folks can use all of our equipment to get themselves started on winemaking. And then they splinter off and create their own businesses.
So technology is a big deal for everybody these days. And of course, you've been offering some classes online. How's it shifted as you've gotten to 2025 in terms of classes that are online and also available in person? What's kind of the mix like there?
Yeah, it's such a mixed bag. We're a little bit down in our online classes. We have a few more students coming out of our high schools who hated COVID so much that they just want to do anything but learn online. They want to be in person. So we've put on a few more face-to-face classes. But we're about 55% face-to-face classes and 45% online. It's important that students get a blend no matter what, because so much of how we learn now is online. So it's important that they know how to do that. And of course, anything that's in our career and technical education sphere is hands-on. So those students are on campus all the time. And as I said before, you know, making sure that we offer more hybrid is really important, because that is the ultimate flexible way to take a course. You can do part of it in person, part of it online. You get the best of both worlds. So we're trying to shift more into some of that hybrid learning as well.
And even especially for people maybe with young kids at home or whatever, you've got a situation, you really can't make it to class, but you could actually be in class if you could do it virtually.
Yeah, exactly. It just opens up the opportunity to so many more folks. And we do serve a really, really large area. Douglas County is an incredibly large county. And for people living in Glendale or, you know, Days Creek or even out at Reedsport, it is an incredibly long drive. So if they can do some sort of virtual learning, it helps them access what we have.
So you've got a board. What kind of projects are they working on right now?
Well, we're all about writing our new strategic plan and, of course, finishing our construction projects. I always say this, but I have the best board ever. And then I think some of the unsung heroes at the college are also our foundation board. So the UCC Foundation has around 30 board members who give a lot of their time to the cause and to help students and make sure there are scholarships. And they're really busy right now planning for our annual Legacy Ball, which is our big fundraiser every year. So shout out to the UCC Foundation Board for just all of the work that they do to support everything that the college does.
And, you know, when you look at either the boards, but when you look at Foundation Board in particular, if you started adding up all the decades of knowledge about this area you've got there, it's incredible.
Oh my goodness. They are my go-to when I say, tell me the history of this, tell me the background, help me understand so that I can do my best to serve the community. They are just an incredible resource. And it's great to see their energy. And so we've got some folks who've been involved for a really long time, and then also our foundation director's done a really good job of bringing on some people that are younger professionals and young families. So there's really a blend of backgrounds and input that we get broadly across the community.
Last 30 seconds, what are you looking forward to most this year?
Students, just having fun with students, watching them learn, getting them involved in our construction projects. It's really fun to have them sit around and pick out paint colors and furniture and things like that.
All right, Rachel Pockrant, president of Umpqua Community College, thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much.
1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM, 1240 KQEN.
Listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.